Can you imagine taking a loved one to receive emergency care at a hospital and being told it's up to you to supply the blood because the hospital can't? As we'll hear in this next story, that situation is actually occurring in Mexico, where blood is in high demand. Continued drug violence means that more patients are arriving at emergency rooms with life-threatening injuries like gunshot wounds, which require a lot of blood. Next, Monica Ortiz Uribe tells us how one medical center in the northern city of Chihuahua is trying to reform Mexico's dysfunctional blood donation system.
During a 4th of July weekend a few years ago, Martin Gomez's mother became sick. He took her to a hospital in the Mexican border city of Juarez, where doctors determined she was bleeding internally and needed a transfusion. But there was a problem: no blood. His mother was O negative, one of the rarest blood types. Hospital staff told Gomez it was up to him to find the blood.
They told me, you go find it. I said, well, what do you mean find it? Where? Call other hospitals. Do you have their phone numbers? No. I have to go get a phone book and start calling the hospitals and then ask for the blood bank and then ask, do you have a unit of O negative? And every hospital said no.
Gomez was desperate. He began calling TV and radio stations, imploring them to broadcast a plea asking people with O negative to come donate blood. Only one person came. So Gomez crossed the border into El Paso and went to a nonprofit blood bank, United Blood Services, where he finally found the blood his mother needed. Then he had to smuggle it back into Mexico. After a two-week struggle, Gomez's mother passed away. 7 years later, Gomez now works for United Blood Services in El Paso.
Because of what happened to her is the reason why I work here.
Gomez is in charge of recruiting volunteer donors. United Blood Services then delivers the blood to U.S. hospitals. But in Mexico, every hospital collects their own blood. Patients or relatives must find donors to replace the blood they use. Gomez says it's a broken system.
It's something that I wish one day can stop, that blood is not dependable on people donating last moment.
So Gomez has been instrumental in helping a blood bank at a hospital in northern Mexico make that change.
Solamente alrededor del 3%.
Dr. Alfonso Avipia heads the Chihuahua State Blood Transfusion Center, about 4 hours south of the border. He says less than 3% of Mexicans donate blood voluntarily. Thanks in part to training and equipment donations from Martin Gomez and United Blood Services, the city of Chihuahua now has the highest percentage of volunteer donors in the country, about 28%. On a recent afternoon, Dr. Avitia drives an old Nissan sedan to the small town of Delicias, where there is an event almost unheard of in Mexico, a blood donation campaign. The campaign is held outdoors at a university campus. The mood feels festive. Students who have donated sit under tents and socialize, while others sit quietly outside the donation truck waiting their turn.
My name is Pablo Gonzalez, and I'm 20 years old, and I'm going to give some blood to the people who need it.
And is this your first time?
Yes, it's my first time.
65 students showed up to donate. That makes Dr. Avitia proud. With all the drug-related violence going on in Chihuahua, Avitia says they've had to increase their stock by about 15%. Reforming the donation system now is more important than ever.
La comunidad tiene que darse cuenta que la responsable de aportar la sangre.
The community must realize that they are responsible for providing their own blood supply, Avitia says. His goal is to create a regional blood bank supplied by volunteer donors across the state. There has been progress, with the exception of Ciudad Juarez, the largest and most violent city in the state. Hospitals in Juarez have yet to agree on a unified plan. Meanwhile, blood banks struggle to keep up their supply. In El Paso, I'm Monica Ortiz Uribe.